Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is going to be a segment about mental illness, but at the same time, Kevin, it's a segment about sports. And I want to know how many people out there have benefited for their mental health from sports or whatever it is that you've done, an activity that it is that you have gotten involved in that you really think, man, if I didn't do that, I wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't be in the same situation I'm in. Or maybe you're looking for that thing. Maybe there's something out there that you need to find so that you can get that out. Now, Kevin, my doctor once told me, hey, he was like, man,
you know, apple a day keeps the doctor away.
That's right, Shippy. That's really, but he actually wanted me to come back. So he was like, so don't eat as many apples.
Yeah.
But he was like, look, you know, we have a lot of adrenaline in our bodies. We already have it. It's natural. Because, you know, going back to the prehistoric days, we had all that. We were trying to run away from dinosaurs and stuff. So, like, this stuff's already in your body. You got to figure out a way to get that out because otherwise it'll turn into the wrong things inside. So you got to do those things. It's just natural instinct. It's a natural part of us to do physical things, and it's good for our mental health. It helps the chemical imbalances sometimes that are going on up there. It's just good for the human. And Kevin, I think that you can agree since you started spending 7-8 hours in the gym a day, you feel a lot different than you did back when you were 300 and I don't know pounds,
almost 400. Yeah.
All right. So, and thanks to soda, you also got that rolling for you too. So like all those things helped. Now, but I do wonder sometimes when you're around people, does it help you? Do you feel better around people sometimes?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I do usually, like, a lot of part of my personality likes to be alone. But then especially for people who like to be alone, when you want to be around people, you need to be around people. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm perfectly fine. Like, honestly, if there was some sort of, like, apocalyptic event and I ended up like the guy in the Twilight Zone who was all by himself as the only person in the world, I think I would fare better with that than most people.
Because you could do whatever you want.
Exactly. And nobody would bother me. And like, I would be fine being by myself. But to go along with that, when you need, so even if you are an isolationist like that or a shut-in or whatever you want to call it, is when you want to be around people, like you need to be around people. And if those people aren't available, like that's bad. And sometimes, like, I wonder if, you know, because do you want to play a couple of clips from the Delonte West thing before we go?
Let me go ahead and get into that real quick, Kevin.
Okay, so I was going to say, what I thought about with this video is, one of the things is if you pull back from people, sometimes those people aren't available when you need them. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say you have a friend who's like, hey, can you hang out? No. Hey, can you hang out? No. Hey, can you hang out? No. And then you reach out and you're like, hey, can you hang out? They might not be available because, like, you've kind of cut yourself off from so many people. And I wonder if Delonte West has fallen into that category. So, like, now people want to help, but he probably tried to reach out for some help and people weren't there because he shut it down for everybody.
Now, I got a text from on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, 877-881-1053. Before we get into Delonte West talk, we need to clear up one thing. Slim is not broke. He's not. He hasn't run through all his money. He's got plenty of money. This is about mental illness. And I think it is too. And I think if you listen to him, you'll hear that.
Fascination on my life.
What?
Man, all right.
Why'd you hit him? Did he attack you first with the self-defense, or did you hit him?
Man, I walked down the street. The man approached me with an iron butt with a gun.
He approached you, where's his gun at?
I don't give a f***.
Okay. Do you know where his gun is?
I don't give a f***.
Okay.
Young champ, I'm the leader of the motherfucking goddamn Navy SEALs. And the Army. And the Navy. I'm the motherfucking President Trump. I'm the real f***ing president.
Okay.
I'm right now. I'm about to lead all the games. What happened?
All right.
By the way, in case you haven't seen it, that is Delonte West talking. Like, in case you just thought, because It is shocking to see. In case you just thought that was like some homeless person or whatever, that is former NBA player Delonte West that is talking right there.
So I know you were really hot on this, and Sharif spoiled it for everybody last week, the Aaron Hernandez story. He gave away the ending. And last night, actually, because I'm two episodes in, at the end I told my wife that Sharif already spoiled it. And she was like, well, don't spoil it for me. And I was like, okay, because she doesn't know.
Oh.
And to go back, Kevin, Lucy was born, and we were in the NICU with her at the time that all this Aaron Hernandez stuff started.
Yeah.
So that she was like clueless to the whole thing anyway.
Right.
All right. So, but I was watching that last night, and I saw some parallels of mental health, mental illness there. You know, and you start to see that Aaron Hernandez isn't connecting to some of his teammates in the Patriots organization.
Yeah.
They see the guy. They know that he's this personality in the room, but nobody hangs out with him.
Yeah.
So because he's not connecting to those guys, he goes back to hang out with the people that he knew that he was comfortable with. And I think sometimes, and that was the worst moment for him, was not elevating with some of the players that he was in the NFL with. And going back and regressing with some guys that were crooks and common criminals.
And he seemed to know that possibility was not possibility. He seemed to think it was an inevitability when he asked Belichick to trade him, and they wanted him to trade. He wanted to get traded to the West Coast because it seemed like he knew that was an inevitability. And I get that. Like, I know it's not quite the same, but that's why. This is the best way I can explain it, because this is how it makes sense in my brain, because I've never run into like any situation quite like that, is with food. Like, I just kind of came to the realization that like having all of the disastrous food around for me is not good, because I'd make poor choices. And so Aaron Hernandez realized having all the disastrous people around him was not good, because he makes poor choices. Like, you know, it's a poor choice, but it's in front of you. And that's the choice that you're going to make. So you just need to move away from it. So for me, it was getting rid of a bunch of that bad stuff. And for him, he wanted it to be getting rid of a bunch of those bad people. But like, the solution is not always that simple for so many people. You know, like Aaron Hernandez might have said the solution was simple. I just need to cut these people out of my life. Can I do it? I don't know. What the solution is for Delonte West, I mean, I just saw that video and I thought, this seems like an immensely complicated mental health issue that he needs to deal with. But then on the flip side, how many people do you think commented on that video? I didn't actually read the comments.
But I didn't either.
How many people do you think just commented on this, like, look at this idiot is drunk as F? You know, like, and that's probably the takeaway for a lot of people.
People started making jokes about it.
Sure.
And, my first instinct was, damn, he needs help.
Yeah.
But who's going to help him?
But that's the thing. And that's what we talked about. And like, Jeff and I have been working with, you know, NAMI in North Texas, works with, you know, mental health initiatives. And I would recommend you all go check out the NAMI website, NAMI, phenomenal organization. But for a lot of people, that means you're weak. All right. So I'm going to tell me, I'm going to make a statement, and tell me if you think there are plenty of people out there who agree with that. Delonte West needs to grow up and quit being a baby. All right. Or he needs to stop using crack, or he needs to stop drinking, and he just get it together. You have millions of dollars. Quit being a pea and get your life together. All right. How many people don't you think that there's a decent amount of people out there in the world that that's exactly what they believe?
Yeah. No. And from the 2-1, there are a couple texts actually that came in, Kevin. Do we know if Delonte West is under the influence of something? Or was he just drunk? It's simple. And my reason for saying I don't believe that he was just drunk is because we have seen a deterioration with Delonte West over a period of time now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this isn't just like one instance. This is a period of time where things have been going bad for this guy. And so that's why I'm looking at it from a different angle. I look at it from a guy that really does need help and needs some people and needs the right group of people to be around. And that's why I saw those parallels with Aaron Hernandez and this. I'm not saying he's going to be a murderer. I'm looking at other athletes around the athletic community. How many people benefit just from being in the locker room? And there are people texting all over the place right now, Kevin. Somebody said, you guys are honestly lifesavers. Throughout my low point in life, I became a religious listener to your show, and you guys helped me get back on my feet. So that's just our thing. But a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, if I never got into skateboarding, then I wouldn't be here to this day.
Sure. I mean, and your substitute can be anything. We were joking about going to the gym. I do go to the gym in an inordinate amount of time because, like, that's my substitute for food. I realize that there's a part of me that has an addictive personality, and that's what I do. I will point out, like, if you think it's both things, it can be both things. Like, maybe he did drugs and he has mental problems. Like, it doesn't have to be one thing or the other. But there are so many people out there who still think, because I felt this way, like, going back to something that happened to me when I was a kid, that if you need to go talk to a doctor to get help, that means you're weak and you need to just figure out your problems. I don't know if we've talked about this on the show before. When I was a kid, I had to go to a therapist, and this is before I went to the, and I have talked about this on air before, went to the different doctor. And I remember I was in seventh grade and my mom told me I had to go to the doctor. And I said, why do I have to go to the doctor? And she goes, you just need to go to the doctor. And I said, but I'm not sick. And that was the only reason you went to the doctor, because you were, like, physically sick. And she goes, this is a different kind of doctor. And I was like, what does that mean? Because I didn't understand. I was 12. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't understand what that meant. And before that, I went to psychiatrist, psychologist, I'm not sure, one of those people. And I had to sit there every week for an hour and talk about why I would get so angry or why I would get so sad and why I had all of these emotions. And I didn't ever want to tell anybody about that. Because I knew, because of that and because of when I had to go to the doctor, I was doing that because there was something wrong with me. There was something different about me, and I didn't want to talk about it with anybody. And I wonder how many people in the culture still have that exact same feeling. I wonder if Delonte West still had that same feeling, because you can't have problems if you're a millionaire athlete. You can't have depression. You can't have addiction. You can't have any of those things because you have millions of dollars, and so just get over it and buy your way out of that problem. But that's not always the way it works. And I don't know if it's just a drug issue. I don't know if it's a mental health issue. I'm not here to be able to tell you any of those things based off a video clip. What I do know is Delonte West, he has problems. And if you guys have problems out there, you know, whether it's going through NAMI, whether it's talking to whoever, do what you got to do, because asking for help does not make you weak. And it's a hell of a lot better than ending up in a video like that. Like, how many people do you think are listening right now who their life could be teetering on the brink? And if it's something as simple as listening to our show, Corey, you do a great job of telling people all this all the time. We have somebody coming up today and we have somebody coming up tomorrow. Kevin.Hagelin at Entercom.com. If you want to come up and hang out with us, and if you want to talk about nothing but sports, awesome. Or if you want to talk about something terrible that's happening in your life and you just need to get it out there on the table, feel free to come visit us. I don't want to see more people end up in this video. And you know there is. Like, he's famous. That's why people care. How many videos do you think there are of people who aren't famous and nobody gives a damn about those people?
You're dead on, man. And from the 903, Delonte West is now where Antonio Brown is going to be if he doesn't get help.
Well, ain't that the freaking truth?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.